Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network,
available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello and welcome inside Hour 3, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com, I hope you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, just really quick, before we get into a big story out of the NBA, because it took me the hell by surprise.
Yeah.
Because I felt like it happened in the last 3 days. Maybe this is just usually when a story like this comes out, you get the initial reports. It comes together over time. There's a back and forth, and then finally it gets solved. It's like cotton candy. Like, you just have to put that thing in the cotton candy and wave it around. Doesn't look like there's anything in there, and then suddenly, oh, after a couple minutes, you got cotton candy.
You ever think about buying one of those machines?
No, because I'm not a cotton candy fan.
And then put your hand
next to you, put it on my hand. I just walk around.
I'm cotton candy man.
Hey, you better watch out. Kevin Feige just wrote that down. Ooh, cotton candy man. New X-Man. Cotton candy man. Cotton candy man. Cotton candy man.
It's better than condiment man.
A little surprised that all of a sudden you wake up today and go, oh, the Coyotes are moving to Salt Lake City. Usually stuff like this happens that fast. Like, I felt like it was just like 4 days ago. Hey, you know, the Coyotes, they could wind up moving and there's going to be a vote. And now today, nope, we're done. We're moving. We're gone. That's it. Signs of the game last night. Goodbye. And it's all finalized. I'm like, the A's are taking like 10 years to move to Vegas and it still don't know if it's going to happen. And it's like in a span of 4 days, the Coyotes went from what's next to, oh, yeah, no, we're going to Salt Lake City now. Yeah, we're done. We're done. We're gone.
You play in a small venue, as Steve alluded to a little bit earlier, the last couple of years. You've had a bunch of false starts in terms of that organization and trying to get fan interest on a larger scale. I've been out there a couple times. You've been to Arizona. Like, how much Coyotes talk did you have from anybody? Nobody. Nobody cared.
I actually went to Phoenix Roadrunners game back
in the
90s.
See, there you go.
That was like in a school's auditorium.
The Roadrunners. I dig that. But yeah, it's swirling a bit because of, all right, trying to get a new stadium built and those usual fights. But the NHL kind of just sits in the background. right? As much as we've been talking a lot about women's athletics, the WNBA, women's college basketball, and everything else, NHL, they've got their fans, right? So anybody that really was watching, it had its machinations, right, and going through, but wasn't headline worthy. And then when you get a deal and someone says, hey, come to Utah. We've got lots of money. We'll give you what you need.
Don't worry. Us here in Maricopa County, we're going to fight this. It's happened. It's been approved. Oh, sorry. Yeah, well, sorry about that. That's what I'm going to say.
Like with the A's, there's like, so much political wrangling and fighting and back and forth. Arizona, like, hey, hockey? Yeah, okay.
It's like this a hyper-reactive timeline, like it was time-lapse. It went from, hey, they could, and I get there were rumors about Salt Lake City and Utah getting a team
for a while, sure.
And maybe Arizona would lose the team. But like, it's like 4 days. It went from like Friday last week or Saturday from sources. Coyotes could move to Salt Lake City. Hey, there's a vote coming up. And okay,
Players got informed.
And now it's done. Yeah. And it's done. We're moving. We're done.
Players got informed. Hey, we're going to be gone.
That's it. That's it.
And you saw the A's update today, right after that was announced from the NHL, right?
Are they moving to Arizona?
Yeah, they're going to play in that 4,000 play stadium.
It's too big. It's too big. They won't sell out.
Close.
It's too
big. How crazy,
it's
man.
It's too big.
But yeah, it's one of those that just kind of was able to
crazy
work the machine behind the scenes. Baseball, far more publicized and politicized, certainly, and all the history and all this for Arizona, you kind of shrug. I mean, no disrespect to, you know, the Coyote fans that are out there, but didn't move the needle.
No.
And you can go to Utah.
You know what my lasting image of Arizona, Phoenix Coyotes is? Well, first of all, Shane Doan's son is playing on the team now, which makes me feel old. But is that when we went to Arizona, you know, friends in Arizona our whole lives, and I've been to a bunch of Coyotes games, and one time I went to a game and didn't have tickets, and I'm like, oh, I'll get tickets at the game, and somebody said to me, oh, go scalp tickets right outside the arena, and I said, wait, what do you mean? He goes, oh, no, you can scalp tickets outside the arena. I said, well, you can scalp tickets anywhere. They go, no, legally. I go, really? Go, yeah. You go outside the arena and you go to this street, and that's where the legal ticket scalpers are. I said, all right, now you're just having fun with me, because there's no way that's real. They trust me. That's how you go. So I go down there and I'm standing there and I go, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna ask a cop, right? Because a cop's gonna tell me the truth, right? So I said, hey, excuse me. I said, I saw officer, and she said, yeah. I said, I just have a question, and I don't want to go to jail for this. And she looked at me like that, said, is there an area here where I can legally buy scalp tickets? She goes, oh yeah, it's right across the street, right here. I go, so I just got to walk across the street? She goes, yeah, you see people right there with tickets? Yeah, you just buy them right there. I said, really? She goes, yeah. I go, you're not entrapping me that I'm going to walk across the street? She goes, no, just go. You can buy it, funny guy. I said, okay, great.
That's every place, Jason.
So I walked
as long
over.
As you're 300 feet away from the stadium, you can do that anywhere.
Right, but that was the first place I ever realized. I'm going back to like the mid-90s here. And anyway, I'm like, okay, and I walk across the street. I was like, hey, yeah, right here you go. But they're doing it full view of the car. Everything else is like, oh, okay, great.
I miss the days when you got a physical ticket handed to you.
Yeah.
By the way, Shane Doan was in the news as well, just since you brought him up. This was a great story because his number had been retired.
Mm-hmm.
And when they moved to the smaller facility, they didn't take everything with them. So a fan had found the banner with his number in a dumpster. So for their final home game.
Yeah.
This guy met up with Doan and was able to give it back to him.
That's pretty cool.
So he's got this giant-ass banner.
Give it back or sell it back. I would have sold it back.
I think he gave it back.
You want this,
don't
you?
Took a picture with him and hung out with him or whatever. But the fact that for 2 years that banner went missing.
We don't know where it is.
It was in a dumpster, I guess. So this guy grabbed it. So there you go.
877-99 on Fox. Jason's with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Okay. We have to get to the Warriors here because the Warriors need an intervention. They absolutely 100% need an intervention. The news last night, Klay Thompson said, I'm very happy because Draymond and Steph and Steve Kerr all stood up for him saying, we want Klay back because he's hitting free agency this year, which you get because what are they going to say? Hey, good luck. We had some great times. Okay.
We had a good run. See ya.
Today, head coach Steve Kerr talked about how there's a lot of value in keeping the Warriors core together, meaning the three of them, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and re-signing Klay Thompson, giving him whatever $25, $30 million a year contract they're going to have to give him to keep him. And this is why they need an intervention, is that I understand the emotion of what's going on. I understand that you get weepy and tears in your eyes. You think, oh, can the three of them really break up and we see them play on different teams? And my answer is yes, it happens all the time. I get that you think that the three of them are special, that they're more special than anybody else. But you know what? The name on the front of the jersey is always more important than the name on the back, no matter who you are. Ooh. Whether your last name's Curry or Brady, unless your name is Brunson, then you're really more important than anybody else. So, if you're going to do this, I understand it's emotional. It's a very difficult thing. But I think if you polled Warriors fans, hey, should we move on from Draymond, let Klay go someplace else and bring in new stars to play with Steph, or bring these three guys back? What do you think fans are going to say? Because even the most emotional of Warriors fans knows what I'm going to say right now. You're never going to win if you build around three 35-year-old guys in the NBA. I hope you. That just doesn't happen. You're not going to win if you're building around three 35-year-old guys in the NBA. That's a truth. They're not going to win, because if they sign Klay Thompson to give him more money, who are they getting to come in? Who are they getting? They need bold strokes. They need new blood to come in to be able to say, okay, we're going to keep Steph one of the top players in the NBA. Draymond and Klay make a lot of money. They're not people that are going to stand up and say, hey, come play with us. And free agents are going to say, yeah, I want to go jump in with what's going on with the three of them in Golden State. It's not 2018, and I don't know what's going to happen. Draymond Green, goes crazy every 5 minutes. I don't know if Klay's still a great player. Why am I going to go there? They're not. They're not going to have the money, and they're not going to have the desire for anybody to go play in Golden State. Now, if it's Steph Curry and Draymond's gone, you can say, hey, I'm walking in with a Klay. I can be the best version of me because Draymond's not there, and Klay's not there to take up 25 shots, missing 20 of them every night. Okay, I wouldn't mind going to Golden State. Steve Kerr is a great coach, and I love Steph Curry, one of the most unselfish superstars in the NBA. You can get guys that, more importantly, you need to get younger. You need to free up money. The young players you have now, none of them are great. None of these guys are stepping up, hey, we're going to be superstars next year in the NBA. You've heard Jonathan Kuminga's name. Jonathan Kuminga just turned 39 years old. That's how long he's been in the league. He's not young anymore. You thought your Jordan Poole was great. Couldn't get along with Draymond Green. Jordan Poole is gone. Like, how do you think you're going to get better? I would rather the Warriors just say, hey, you know what? We're going to do a victory tour for the next 3 years. All right, we're not going to win, but you're going to get to see Steph, Klay, and Draymond play most every night at the arena and on the road and on television. Okay, that's the trade we're going to make, because they mean so much to the city. I get it, but this is sports, and you need someone coming in to say, hey, yeah, we got to have a little bit better attitude here. You need the one guy to come in to kind of shake things up, to be the guy to say, I don't have any dog in the fight here. Yes, all these guys are great players, but I'm trying to make a winning team here. And again, I will tell you, you're not going to win when you build around three guys who are 35 years old in the NBA. You're not.
Don't forget, you also have Chris Paul in the mix that they say they want to have come back too.
You're not going to win in the NBA if you have four guys in the NBA whose average age is 56. Okay, there you go. Sorry, there you go.
And the money that they make, yeah. Right? You got Wiggins, they've got to make a decision on so much of this roster that can turn over. Now, Draymond Green, as he's wont to do, started chatting after yesterday. And their ouster, actually 2 nights ago. But talking about, Steph saying, hey, we're not done. Okay, what does that mean? Like, what's the permutation that allows that to come back? Steve Kerr talking about, well, Klay would have to be willing and able to come off the bench if this continues. I like the nostalgia of it, dude. I like letting things run their course. Don't get me wrong. In the real world. Sports, it becomes the, all right, come see the, artist that used to be the champion Warriors. Because otherwise, trying to build this roster, unless they've got a giant pile of draft picks that will be in the lottery that I don't know about, you're not resetting this with that amount of money committed to these players. Hey, you want to come play with the Warriors? All right, cool. Let's talk contract. You can play for $4 million because we have committed a lot of money to these other four guys in getting them to come back. And look, it's great theoretically, but as we talked about last night, night before, all the way through this run, it's a nostalgia act at this point. You battled your ass off and had Steph play out of his mind, right? He's probably going to be, what, second or third team all NBA mm-hmm. when it's all said and done? Just to get into the play-in game. And that took a lot. And Draymond, right? You had the Zach Lowe of ESPN. He had the report saying that Draymond's act within the organization has run its course for a number of people. Okay. Who's the decision maker? Is Steph the decision maker? Because if the organization's kind of done with it, we've certainly seen it from Steve Kerr on occasion where he looks like he's done with it.
But then Steve Kerr comes back and says, oh, but I love Draymond.
But I love him.
Okay.
I love hate, yeah.
Okay. I mean, again, just everything you want to talk about, you're not going to win building around three guys who are 35. You're not.
Well, if you're in the East, you can compete. You can go battle Brunson in the Knicks.
Stop. Oh, no. You can battle the Hawks, who win 36 games at the bottom of the Eastern
Conference. But legitimately, in the East, like you can go and probably be in the muddled middle and be one of the better teams in the conference. Here's the problem. You're in the West.
You will be better in the East, yes.
Right.
The West
you're in the West.
Loaded.
You're screwed.
And that's not changing. You're not moving. Golden State's not suddenly moving
Victor
East.
And Victor and those guys are going to get better.
No, I mean, really, that should be what it comes down to. It's too emotional, and I understand. But the Warriors are no more special than any other dynasty that ends. This is how it goes. The Bulls dynasty ended. Yes, they moved on from play. This is how it goes,
well,
man.
Listen, an NFL player announces his retirement in the days right after their final game, right? Whether it be a playoff game, a Super Bowl, whatever. And then a month later, the body feels better.
Yeah, ready.
I can make what? If I come back?
I'll play a little bit.
I can play again.
Yeah, I'd just rather Warriors say, we're not going to win. We're going to give you a nostalgia tour for the next 3 years. You like retro? We're going to give you retro for the next 3 years. That's what you're getting. Exit, how about a Fresca? Exit, Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Coming up next, one team apparently wants the smoke of the team they're going to play against in the first round of the NBA playoffs. Keep it right here. Jason and Mike, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Nothing, muffin, change your ways, leader, leader, reminisce. I'm waiting for the wall to break open, and here comes Run DMC. I'm waiting for the video.
Steven Tyler hammering it with the mic stand. They're hammering it with their fists. What is really strange, and the walls have ears. I was actually looking up tickets for Aerosmith here in Los Angeles for later this year.
Ah, the farewell tour.
But I was not talking to Teicher when I did so. So the fact that suddenly Aerosmith is playing, I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
One of the few songs where the remake or the new version is better than the old version.
It is a pretty good version.
Like when I first grew up, because it was in the 80s when Run DMC and Aerosmith did Walk This Way, right? Like that was, I can't tell you what a huge song that was when it came out and what it meant for everybody. You know, seeing here's a rap group and a rock group doing this song, and it's amazing. And then I remember hearing that version of the song after going, well, this version with Run DMC is
it's
way
good,
better.
But Run DMC.
This is way better, man.
I don't remember asking for the backstory.
It's fantastic. Well, I'm getting ready for, you know, in a few years when I want to retire. I just want to be like a rock DJ late at night. I'm going to go on Sirius and be that guy. You know, I remember back in 84 when this song came out right here. 86 when this song came out. You know, you're the Mets one. And, you know, back then it was, you know, you go see, spend money to go see Pat Benatar and some of those, you know, groups from the 80s. The Bangles were big back then. And maybe you'd go see Elton John, his second run now in the 80s. But, you know, when this song came out, I remember just how great it was, and here it is again. Like I think,
good, yeah.
I think that's every satellite DJ. I'm gonna spend time saying nothing because I'm gonna record this way ahead of time. I'm gonna make money at it, and I'm just gonna say nothing and get you to the next song. That's all I'm gonna do.
I'm trying to get one of those gigs in our greater iHeart cluster. Come on. Be great at that.
Do you know that it's not iHeart anymore right now?
What is it?
We are not iHeart anymore.
What are we?
As of 9 o'clock Pacific tonight.
Really? What are we now?
I think it's iHeart Taylor.
Oh, is that what? Oh, okay.
They changed their whole branding for Taylor.
Just taken over.
iHeart Taylor, okay.
With the Tortured
Poets. Is the new album out now?
Well, East Coast, yeah.
East Coast. Well, but it's got to be on. Well, I mean, it's still out. It's an album.
Yeah, but I can't. But I can't access it right now.
Are you trying to access instead of concentrating on the show? I'm trying to buy a Taylor Swift album.
No, I already bought that. I'm just waiting on mine to arrive.
Wait, so you bought it, but you don't have it yet.
Correct.
Why did you?
I ordered a physical copy of the album.
Oh, and when you're getting it in August, when all the Caitlin Clark jerseys are ready to go.
Hey, Tim McGraw got his. Frostburg pointed it out. He's in Indiana and he got his. But trying to just from my Apple Music, it is still unavailable because I am on the West Coast.
Oh, okay, all right. I thought maybe.
So I just have to wait for the people that have ripped it to YouTube, and I can catch up with them.
So it's kind of like Napster, but a different way.
Just a different way.
Yeah. Look, hey, big thing right here. This just came out. Tim McGraw in concert tonight, wearing an Indiana Fever Caitlin Clark jersey, which is really bleeping cool. Now, the jersey's not cool because, you know, Fanatics made it and they screwed it up and they screwed up everything, but it's cool that he's wearing a Caitlin Clark jersey on stage.
Yeah, but that looks like one that might have been like an official issue kind of thing, right? I mean, that's a sharp-looking jersey. The fact that he got his is huge. And a couple of weeks ago...
So you think they gave him Caitlin's jersey? Hey, Caitlin,
they probably made a few, and, you know, special VIPs got some love.
Sorry we completely biffed this, but we have a couple of nice ones that we can give to you guys. I mean, the rest of the time, you'll get them when you get them.
Everybody else, good luck.
We don't make the jerseys. I'm sorry about
that. Yeah, but see, the way they've done it, Fanatics, I mean, they're running it like they're selling you concert tickets.
Yeah.
Concert's not for four months.
Yeah, give us our money.
Shenanigans on the jersey.
Why? Yeah. What do you mean? What do you think?
Well, it can't be real because it's not see-through.
Oh, well, yeah. You might be right about that. That is the Fanatics way.
I think he's got a knockoff.
Yeah, he's got... I don't know. The knockoff might be better than the regular one.
Probably went to that corner of the street where you got those tickets.
Because a couple of weeks ago, he was sporting the Iowa Caitlin Clark jersey at a couple of shows.
Yeah, she doesn't play for Iowa anymore.
That's it.
So is this like the new Jordan? This is like, you're not cool until you're rocking one of these, apparently, right?
You know, well, here's the thing is that he's wearing it like a tank top. He's wearing it tucked into
his
jeans.
No, it's a good fit.
But he's ripped.
If I had his physique, I'd wear it like that, too. But it's weird. Like, you know, you generally wear an NBA jersey. What are you laughing at?
If I had his physique.
I just said something that was obvious. If I had his physique.
I just like the response.
I'd wear tank tops like that, too.
He's thinking of you, you know, adhering to leg day.
But he's wearing a Caitlin, a tight, you know, this is a uniform fit Caitlin Clark jersey, and it's tucked into his jeans.
Well, it's okay.
Like, if I tried to pull that off, I mean, what are you tucked into your jeans? What is wrong with you? You know, you wear the jersey out.
You're not Tim McGraw.
No, I'm not. And look, rock stars get away with stuff right where I would go, wow, that looks amazing. And then you see someone on the street with it going, oh my God, what are you, crazy? You walked out of the house looking like that? Did you look in a mirror? Really? No, but rock stars get away with
it. I solve your problem. Ready?
How's that?
You get a cardboard cutout of his body, and you just put your face in the hole.
Oh, okay. And that's why I take pictures? Nice. All right. That might work. That might work. Okay.
Can we make money doing that?
We might be able to. I mean, he's on stage, and he is hyping up the crowd, and he's pointing to the back of his jersey. Like, this is but people aren't going to pay attention to Caitlin Clark. No, it's going to go away. It's going to go away. I mean, everybody who has said that just seems more and more stupid as every day goes on. No, people aren't going to follow Caitlin Clark.
Stay in Iowa.
There's no interest level. Oh, it's all
right. You'll make more money in Iowa.
It's no interest level in Caitlin Clark. Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
Nike deal.
Whatever you say.
Minimum $20 million is what we're hearing today.
So, let's talk about smoke.
Okay, let's go.
I don't mean Dave Stewart, the former pitcher.
Is it the movie with William Hurt and Harvey Keitel from back in the day?
No, and it's also not Dave Stewart from the Eurythmics. No, I want to talk about smoke that a team apparently wants from another team in the NBA playoffs.
Okay.
Now, I have said that I get where, if you're facing the Nuggets in the first round of the playoffs, not what you want to do. But are you going to really try to lose games to avoid? Because any team that sat players to avoid matchups with the first round of the playoffs tells me this is not a team that believes they can win the title. Right? Oh, but we can't beat them now. You're going to beat them later? We want to avoid you in the first. We want to play you in the second round. When what's going to happen magically? Like, yeah, you don't know what's going to happen as far as a player's going to stay healthy, hurt. No, it's a big unpredictable thing. But to sit here and say, no, yeah, we want to avoid against this matchup. Because why? Because you want somebody else to maybe beat them. Because we can't beat them. None of those teams that want to sit players and we want to avoid this matchup can win the NBA title because you're afraid to play somebody. That's why I love the fact the Lakers and the Knicks said, screw it, we're going to try to win, finish as high as we can, and this is what we're going to do going into the playoffs. And I didn't really care who the Knicks played, right? The Sixers, hey, they've been hot. Great. They got Embiid back. They're good. The Heat, hey, they're pretty good too, right? They'll run all the way to the finals. It's been a big thing for the Heat. Okay, I didn't care who we played. I wanted to finish second. I'm glad they wanted to finish second because maybe the Celtics lose. We want to keep home court advantage as much as we can. We want game 7 in the Garden for the next two rounds if we can have it that way. So, yeah, I'm okay finishing second. But now after today, now I want the Sixers. Now I want the Sixers because when you get a backup center deciding I'm going to go stretch my legs on a podcast and throw some strays at the Knicks, yeah, now I want them. Paul Reed.
You'll never forget his name now?
I mean, you probably didn't know who he was until now, but he's backup center on the Sixers. Did a podcast today talking about how, yeah, the Sixers wanted the Knicks because they were the, quote, easier matchup than if they had to play the Boston Celtics. Here's Paul Reed.
To make things equal, it probably needs to be able to hit both offenses, both defenses. So
you said Andy Reid, right?
I did not say Andy Reid.
Nuggies.
Andy Reid. How much it costs for those nuggets? Explain it to me using the hamburger. Explain that to me that way. No, I said it was Paul Reed.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm pretty positive. Paul.
I think you said Paul.
Paul Reed. I did say Paul.
No, I don't think you did.
I did not say Andy Reid.
I felt like you did.
I did not say Andy Reid. I said Paul Reed. So here is Sixers backup center, Paul Reed, explaining why the Sixers wanted the Knicks over the Celtics.
Nah, man. I mean, I feel like we ain't ducking no smoke, but yeah, we wanted the Knicks matchup.
Wait, stop. So you're playing it for real?
Yeah, this is which I played the first time.
Oh, okay. I was expecting Paul Rudd again. I was expecting Dwayne Rudd.
No, I played it already.
I was expecting Paul Newman. I was expecting
Oliver Reed.
Mike. Oh, wow. You finally, Teichert knows who Oliver Reed
is?
No idea. Come on. Yeah, I got to explain to what generation is before Generation X?
I don't know.
The greatest generation? I got to explain to the greatest generation who Oliver Reed is. Come on, man.
Do you think it's all right?
Like, didn't he die when he was doing Gladiator?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, and they had to like computer put him in the rest of the movie? Yeah. Teichert's known as Oliver Reed now.
Well, you got to bring up the dead guy.
This is, you brought up Oliver Reed. You were the first guy. Everybody I brought up is alive. You're the guy. What about Oliver Reed? How about dead people named Paul or Reed? Oh, I got him right here.
How about Willis Reed?
How about Willis? Ah, Willis Reed limping out of the tunnel. Willis. All right. So here again, for real, apparently, because Tyshirt's probably just bored or he's doing something else with a podcast. So yeah, I'll play the bite. I'll play the soundbite. Here's Paul Reed of the Sixers saying how the Sixers wanted the Knicks over the Celtics. This. I did not say Lou Reed.
Are you sure?
I did not know.
Just make sure you leave at least one of those lines off.
Are you sure?
I did not say Lou Reed. I did not wish to take a walk on the wild side at that point.
Oh.
I did not wish to.
I thought that's what he was saying.
Perfect day.
Now, if you had the Marky Mark version of wild side.
Wow.
That would be something.
How dare you?
Remember, I actually like that. I like the Marky Mark version because that was back when he was Marky Mark.
Okay.
The Marky Mark version of Wildside. You're bringing Lou Reed to a new generation of people who want to listen to it. Here is Paul Reed, Sixers backup center, on why the Sixers wanted the Knicks over the Celtics.
You said Creed, right?
I didn't. I'm going, is that someone boxing? What the?
That's Creed.
It's Creed. I've never seen a so fighter so concerned about his hair. No, I did not say Creed. Adonis Creed. No, I said Paul.
But it took a second, right? It's like, wait, hit the bag?
I didn't say Chief Orman. I said Tommy Corman. Loud and clear. Come on. Name that movie and claim it. Okay. Here's Creed. Like, what is he doing? He's punching. Here is Sixers backup center Paul Reed on why the Sixers wanted the Knicks over the Celtics.
Did you say MC Breed?
I know.
Are you sure?
I did not say MC Breed.
I thought you did.
No, I did not. I did not.
I'm glad
say
you
that.
Did.
No, I did.
It's a good beat.
I did not. Did not say that. At least we've moved up from Oliver Reed to this. I mean, we're moving ahead in time now. We're moving ahead now. Hey, this is like Ken Burns' baseball. We started out way long ago, and here we are after quite a long time. We're moving up to where we are.
I'm telling it like it's Pulp Fiction. We're just bouncing all over the damn place.
We're going out of order. Here, so that's Trudy. That's my wife. Here is Sixers backup center Paul Reed on the Sixers wanting the Knicks over the Celtics.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. I'll try it one more time. Here was 76ers backup center Paul Reed on a podcast earlier today talking about how the Sixers would rather have the Knicks than the Celtics because they were the easier matchup.
Nah, man. I mean, I
this
feel
is
like
the real quote.
No smoke.
It's a real quote.
Yeah, we wanted the Knicks matchup, of course.
No, get to the point. We said they're easier. Why'd you dump out of it?
You didn't have to tell us it was a real quote.
Well, I did. I did have to tell people it was real.
And the best part was coming up where he says the Knicks are the easier team.
And now won't load.
You are cheating America. You've just cheated America, Justin Frostberg.
Really? Like anybody has any bleeping idea who the hell this guy is?
It doesn't matter. We've made him famous. He says he wants the Knicks because they're easier.
They are.
They're not.
These are facts.
This is just hate about
the science.
Knicks. This is just people across the country continuing to hate the Knicks just
because. How about
because.
You win something and maybe they won't?
You watch. You watch. Okay, you want the easy
win
matchup?
Something.
Let's see how it goes. Justin, again, I can't. Hear you from all the way up here in second place.
You can, though,
you're
because you're responding
down,
to what I said.
All the way down in seventh. I'm having a tough time, but I have really good super hearing like the Bionic Woman, so I can hear you a little bit, but I'm really suffering because I'm all the way up here because my team finished second. You're all the way down
you
here.
You guys are going to win one game. You're going to have a parade outside of MSG.
Absolutely.
You're all going to go bananas, and then you're going to get
It's going to be a parade after
Are they going to grease the poles?
After That's only in Philadelphia. That's a Philadelphia.
That's at the Rhino.
They have that patented.
That's true, too.
How do you know that?
Yeah, Mike.
You jumped right away knowing Spearmint Rhino. Hey, they greased the poles there.
Wait,
you knew that right
how
away.
How do you know I was talking about Spearmint Rhino?
That's exactly because you've told me that before.
No, I never.
You call me during the day and ask me if I want to go with you late at night after the show.
Check my phone records. I've never called you during the day.
100%. Yes, I got it right here.
There's the greatest response ever. Producer of the show, I have never called you once.
Here's Frostberg Rhino. Frostberg Rhino.
Yeah, it was the virus.
There it is, right here. Exit out, trust me. Paul Reed said they want the Knicks because they're easier.
Allegedly.
You want the Knicks smoke, you're going
to
get it.
Well, now, it was math, as he said, science relative to the Celtics. It is.
Now I'm
glad.
That
was a 12-game, 13-game
gap. But you say
gap.
It out loud? Sure. You don't say that out loud. You
you're
say
Paul
it out loud?
Reed.
Glad.
You're okay. The last guy to come out of DePaul and make the NBA.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You're
go
trying
ahead.
To make a name
sure.
for yourself.
You want the Knicks smoke?
You're going to get more minutes.
You got it. You got it. Coming up next, we'll have more NBA coming
you
up.
You want it.
Straight ahead, we'll give you our first big bold prediction for next week. Night one, early first round of the NFL draft. Keep it right here.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. We got Jay Glazer coming up in about a half hour. All the latest right before the draft. Is all the buzz about the quarterbacks for real? Is Belichick really going to coach next year? But let me just say this. Speaking of the NFL draft, next week, of course, Jay Glazer in here with Rob Stone, Steve Keim, LeVar Arrington. Broadcasting the first round of the draft right into us. We come on right after the first round is over.
And we come on and tell you why your team sucks.
Yeah, and why the Jets are going to win everything. But I'll give you the first big bold prediction for next week's first round of the draft. Story came out today, sources that, hey, New England is open to talking if anybody wants that number three pick. I guarantee you, that's the first trade that's made. That's the highest trade that's made. New England wheedles out of that number three spot, and somebody else jumps up to take a quarterback. Because as time goes on towards next week, two quarterbacks are going to separate themselves. It's Caleb Williams and it's Jaden Daniels, right? There's a lot of smoke about J.J. McCarthy and Drake May, and maybe it's Bo Nix. Okay, I get that, that teams like those guys, but it's really Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, his skill set, and everybody else. Daniels will go number two to Washington. You're looking at the Patriots now, new head coach, new everything. You're post-Tom Brady, now you're post-Bill Belichick. Are you really believing in one of these guys at number three when you're drafting the third best quarterback available? Or is this a year where we move down, we get more draft picks, we need more talent on this team, easy, and we trade with a team that is more desperate to land a quarterback? This is where teams like Denver or Minnesota or the Raiders move up from that 10-11-12 hook to number three because they need a Bo Nix. They need to take a chance on a quarterback because that's what they've needed for so long. Not the Patriots don't need one, but they're in a different place than everybody else is, than some of those teams are. So what are you going to do? Are you going to take that number three pick and say, yep, Bo Nix is the guy we're all hooking our futures to? No, you're not going to hook your future to Bo Nix. You're not going to hook your future to J.J. McCarthy or Drake May because they're not as good as the other two guys going before them. So what are the Patriots going to do? Yeah, they'll see another team that really wants a quarterback that is more desperate, and they will make a trade. And that's the first place you're going to see a trade made, is somebody up to number three who is more desperate than the Patriots, because the Patriots have all kinds of time right now. We're past Belichick. We're starting. Everything is starting over right now. No one's expecting any greatness. Let's be competitive. Let's start over again. After 20 years of, hey, we've been a Super Bowl team almost all the time, the last 4 years kind of stunk. Hey, we understand you're ready to rebuild. And it's too much pressure that first year, new head coach, new everything, to say, hey, we're okay with the third best quarterback out there. So that'll be the first domino. That's going to be the trade that happens first.
Well, that's the point. With the quarterbacks as they sit, assuming that Williams and Daniels are gone, that is there one of those guys you love that you have to have in the building? Or another player, for that matter. Say it's one of the wide receivers or Alt or somebody you've fallen in love with. Otherwise, you're devoid of talent. They're even behind your Jets at this point.
Oh, yeah, way behind. We're like 10 miles ahead.
All right, I wouldn't go that far. But the point, I'll give them, you know, their off-season awards for reconstituting their team. With the Patriots, they're still miles from nowhere, right? You could tell me that the Bills aren't going to be as good and their window's closed. Right? They're still better by leaps and bounds over what the Patriots are right now. The Miami Dolphins changed out half of their starting defensive unit. Still, leaps and bounds ahead of where you are. The Jets, sure, those tackles are going to turn 47 before the first day of the NFL season. And Aaron Rodgers is going to, they're going to have to try to get him out of his bunker and doing another podcast to come quarterback for them. They're still...
Let me tell you what happened when I saw the flag flying on the moon, right? There's no atmosphere on the moon, so it's not really that. Aaron, it's the fourth quarter. We need a play. No, we'll get to the play in a second, but look, there's no wind on the moon, so you can't tell me we landed people on the moon. Oh, we got to delay a game penalty.
It's like the conversation we were having with the Warriors. You got to recognize what's around you. In the AFC, you're chasing a lot of teams. Are you resetting the roster by taking a quarterback now when the rest of the roster stinks? The answer is no. You're not advancing things. So you trade back whatever team decides they want to come up and get a quarterback, or again, one of the wideouts or whatever. You take the best offer that comes on the board because you've got a lot of work to do. Why start the clock on a quarterback when you still have 2-3 years before your roster? And if we're to believe anything Robert Kraft has been quoted as saying these last couple of weeks, he recognizes that it's a full detonation reset.
Look, and let's be honest, if you know who that guy is going to be, if you are confident in him, you're not talking about trading the number three pick. Sure. No, we know the guy we're getting. We're excited to get him. No, you're not doing it. Right? They will trade that pick. Exit out by DeFresca, exit Swollen Dome. We got more football on the way. The most popular coach in all of college football clearly needs our advice on something really big. Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.